John, this next leadership principle is the principle of confrontation, and it's based upon Proverbs 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath.
Oh, that's really good. You know, I've not always understood that. I'll have to confess that.
Uh-huh.
For years and years and years, I did not understand what it was to give a soft answer. I thought by the toughness and the loudness and the strength that you spoke and you did things, that was the way to handle conflict.
Uh-huh.
But I was not trying to solve conflict. I was trying to overpower conflicts, and that is a big difference.
I can see that. Okay, let's look at our Lored business principle. When we are confronted by someone, our natural tendencies are to get defensive and argumentative. It is because we don't want to be proven wrong. To be wrong is considered humbling, and it hurts our pride. So we defend our position even when we know we are wrong or have exaggerated the truth. No one is always right in every situation, yet all of us are usually partly right. It is the partly right which gets us into trouble. Man, that's the truth.
That's really true. And up here it says that we defend our positions even though we know we're wrong. I believe every person that listens to this tape will know that you've defended things after you really knew that you were wrong. But it's that you just didn't want to admit it.
Huh.
I mean, you knew that you were wrong, and as soon as you got out of the argument or as soon as you got out of situations, you got by yourself, you felt bad about yourself. I mean, that's just the way it works. I've been there, so I know how that works. Because we are defensive creatures, saying like all of life is made in a defensive mode. It's self-defense is what it is. And so we do not like to be proven wrong. But this tells us then that we all know that we're partly right.
Uh-huh.
And that is what causes us a problem then.
Now, there's a couple reasons why. Number one, since we know we are at least partly right, we open our mouth and freely give our opinions.
That's right, because the way we are, creatures, the way we're made, is that we like to be recognized and we like to be praised. And so when we have an opinion and we know we are right on something, we like to express it, and rightfully so. It's the way we're designed to be. And we are partly right, but we may not know all the truth. But since we are partly right and we know something, we are free to give our opinions.
Number two, once we have spoken our opinions, we are committed to defend our position. It's not easy to admit that we are wrong.
Yeah, now that's why if we understand that we're partly right, then we defend that part, and we don't want to let go of the other things that we may be wrong.
And that
causes us so much problems.
I think it's like when you make that statement, it's not who's right, it's what's right.
That's right.
Where this comes in.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We cannot have good communication without good relationships. Good relationships give us the right to communicate our opinion without conflict. Poor communication destroys relationships, wastes a lot of time and energy, and hinders us in resolving problems.
Right. Good relationships give us a right to communicate. Now, that's very important. You know, when you're in a family, you have the right to communicate because you're family members. You have right. Even if it's done wrong, even if you don't have the right skills, you have the right because they're family members. That's your relationship. But when you're outside of the family, if you're in business together, working together, you have the right, but not the same right that you do as a family member. And then when you go out into public, then your rights dwindle more. You have to be careful how much of that right you exercise. But the communications has to be based upon your relationship. When do you have the right to speak your opinion and speak your voice? When do you have a right to override somebody? Or when are you infringing? Jesus said that we should forgive our trespasses as those that trespass against us, which means you don't have the right to trespass against someone else if you don't understand that person, if you don't have a relationship. They have parameters that they have, and you have parameters, and you got to be careful that you don't trespass against them. And so our rights of communication and confrontation is based upon our relationship. It's very, very important. That's a subject in itself.
You may win the argument but lose the battle or the point we are trying to make and possibly lose a friend in the process. When we have disagreements, which we all have, it's important to agree with thine adversary quickly, but equally important to manage and control the tone of our voice. A soft answer turns away wrath. When our response is soft and gentle, our opponents will respect us and consider our point of view. This gives us a chance to continue the discussion. It's amazing how powerful words are in the hands of those who know how to use them. The words, "I'm sorry," that's very powerful. But when it comes from a soft, sensitive tongue, they're disarming. A soft, slow answer is more powerful than tanks and guns.
Oh, yes. Oh, that man, we could talk for hours on this one here. But I remember when I first read that, what Jesus said, agree with an adversary quickly. I did not understand that. It took me a long time to really get a hold of that, which means really that we can agree without necessarily agreeing. It means that we just agree with the expression, but not agreeing with the contents of that person, maybe. And the reason is because if you don't have an agreeable spirit, you become in an argumentative mode right away. And as soon as you go into defense, you put the other person on defense. Then that builds walls. So Jesus said that we should be quick to agree with an adversary. And then the word sorry, I remember when that really hit me, saying like, you know, some people say, well, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, no, you're wrong. You're really not.
Yes, not.
No. It depends on how you say the words as to how communications work and how you handle conflict. I've also noticed this, that when somebody's really getting loud and angry and talking and stuff like that, if you just kind of be quiet and answer slow and you know, just kind of respect his authority, you know, and you respond to that, you can just calm that person down because, I mean, he just defeats himself. It's the way you handle it, yeah.
There are three questions we should ask ourselves before we get into a debate. Number one, how enlightened am I on the subject? Don't show boastful, overconfident attitudes, but rather downplay your knowledge and maybe they will be surprised.
That's right. I like to use the words when I get into a discussion with people out there. You know, I may not have all the answers. I like to start right off with that. You know, I'm going to give you my view. One of my favorite expressions is, I'll give you my view. It may not always be right, but I'd like to give my view. Which means that you're not saying, like, you're not forcing a person to believe what you, but he gives you the right to express your view.
Number two, how much control do I have over my emotions? Refuse to let your anger control you. Breathe deep before you respond on the defense.
We're talking about handling conflict. I mean, not conflict, but confrontation, how we do confrontation. And that is critical. Your emotions is absolutely critical. Even your body language is very, very critical in handling confrontation because you can actually take a person down from his high horse. You can really take him down and bring him down to a level if you watch your emotions.
Number three, do I know when to say, you know, you may be right, or that's an interesting point. All good communicators know how to humble themselves, and it's not wrong to say, I don't know, or I'm not sure.
I mean, I laugh at politicians sometimes. They're taught, and even attorneys are taught, never admit anything. And it's not wrong to say, nobody knows everything, and don't pretend that you do. And it's just helps handle confrontations if you're uh-huh. allowed to say that. Yeah.
The way we handle our words may determine war or peace, friends or enemies, success or failure. We must remember that in life, it's better to get part of something than nothing at all. The man who knows that he knows does not have to scream or get loud and abrasive. If he does, it may be a sign of his insecurity. It may be very embarrassing to be wrong at the top of your voice.
I've been there.
That is so true. My, I think we all have.
But it was a learning experience. You know, I believe everybody can say that was been true, you know.
We can avoid a lot of problems and be more productive by giving soft answers to those who are arrogant. When discussions create more heat than light, it is time to return to a soft answer and let others embarrass themselves with their loudness. You've seen that happen, huh?
Oh, yes. I use that phrase a lot, if a discussion creates more heat than light, then it's not a discussion anymore. Then you're already in the fight. And you don't get, you're already in a defensive mode when that happens. And when you're in a defensive mode, you may win and you may leave the argument and the confrontation. You may leave that and feel good about yourself saying, like, I won. But you really didn't win unless you still had good communication with that person. So it's not a matter of winning the argument. It's a matter of winning the influence.
You know, John, one of the things that hits me, I remember we were in Switzerland, and there was a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and he was saying there's only two things that a computer will never be able to do. One was to lead, and the other was to resolve conflict mm-hmm. or confront.
Right.
And that is one of your gifts. That is absolutely a gift. How do we develop that?
I believe it's a learning experience. I don't think that you you don't inherit it. You know, I believe it's a learning experience. In my position that I was, I was very argumentative. I was very much of a fighter and a scrapper. And then I learned that that's not going to get you somewhere. So I had a desire to get somewhere, and so I had to learn how to communicate with people and how to get the best out of people. And it took, and so it taught me to say, I got to take a look at myself. And I looked in the mirror and said, like, John, you got to make some changes, and you got to change some of your strategies. And here's something that that I believe that really helped me then. That we should never walk away without establishing a peaceful closure. You should never walk away without having some type of a peaceful closure to it. If you walk away from a meeting without a peaceful closure, you're wrong. I'm sorry, but you're just wrong. That's wrong to walk away from that. You should be able to shake a person's hand and say, like, you know, we may not agree on everything, but there's room for that, you know. I just believe that that's true. You can leave your point of view strong in another person, but you should have some type of a closure that's right.
John, as we recap the principle of confrontation, give us some ideas and insight.
First, we have to understand that there's really a value in confrontations. I mean, there really is a value. A lot of people don't see a value. They think it's all wasted. But there's a lesson to be learned from confrontations. A soft answer, the way you handle that is a soft answer, or a smile is power. So if somebody's arguing with you and, you know, and you know you're right, but you're trying to convince a person, if you smile and give a soft answer and just smile, it just defuses everything. And it will tell the person that you know that you know that you know, because he's not winning any. I'm always reminded of the story about Jacob when he wrestled with the angel. And then when he was finished, God said, I've given you power with man and God. And that's really what it is learning to when to push, when to pull, and when how to respond to it. A smile and a soft answer deals with that confrontation.